Okay, Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
This is, can you explain the meeting? This is the roll call for the March 3rd, 2016 regular open PNB meeting.
Yeah.
Right. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
I have a point of order. For the record, I object to this.
Aaron is present. Alexander?
I have a point of order, please.
I'm calling the roll.
I have a point of order about calling the roll. I object to this meeting taking place.
Chair, please.
It is a continuing breach of the bylaws.
Chair.
Several things.
Okay.
Point of order.
I heard the point.
This is Bill Crozier. I was dropped. I'm back.
Ms. Aaron, you're out of order until we finish. We got to convene the meeting
first.
No.
The whole entire meeting. It's about the meeting itself.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
I heard the point of order. What's your point of order, Adriana? I heard her point. I called her out of order.
Okay. Can you please explain to the members that it's not enough to yell point of order? Need to be recognized by the chair to speak?
Okay.
Cannot be back and forth.
Okay,
thank
well, recognize it after the roll is called.
Chair.
The point of order is.
Chair, this is
pardon
the secretary.
Yes,
this is
yes,
the
yes,
secretary.
Yes,
I yes. was calling the roll. The meeting hasn't started until the roll is call is done. So
yes.
May I continue?
Yes, continue.
Thank you. Alexander.
Alexander is here, but I agree this meeting is out of order. You should acknowledge her point
Alexander
of order.
Alexander present. Bethune, KPFT.
Yep.
Here, here.
Bethune present. Jim Brown, WPFW. I understand he has... Jim Brown?
He's requesting an excused absence for now.
Okay. Castnave, KPFT.
Present.
Crozier, KPFT.
I'm here and a point of information. What was the point of order?
Crozier, present.
Because I was dropped. I didn't get to hear it.
Edwards, Tiekert, KPFA.
Brian's here.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA.
Hasn't been reached.
Gammon, Uhura Radio Affiliate.
Present.
Goodman, KPFK. Can't hear you. Coburn, KPFA. Present.
Goodman, sorry, I have it on mute. Goodman, present, and I have a point of
present.
Order. Meeting begins.
And Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Mongaza, WMXP affiliate. Mongaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams, KPFT. Present. Pinchback, WPFW.
Present.
Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Wilkinson, KPFA.
Present.
Chair, we have quorum.
Okay, can we get some timekeepers for subject matter and individual? Who want to be our timekeeper?
Brian, I can time items.
Who is that? Brian, going to time...
Items.
Adriana?
Adriana, speaker.
You're going to time the speak. We have an excused absence for Jim Brown. Is there any objection? No objection. Jim Brown is excused. You all have seen the draft agenda. If there's a motion to accept the draft agenda.
So move.
I have a point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I'm going to hear you. There is a second when I get the second.
Hello,
is there a second to the motion to approve the agenda?
I
take up my point of order after the call. Roll was called.
We're doing some housekeeping. I'm about to get to your point of order. I just got to make one or two.
You said after roll was called. Roll has been called.
Stop. Who is that that hasn't been recognized?
Do not know.
Okay. Apologies, Alexander, KPFK, sir. You said
Chair, sorry, this is the secretary. You were asking for a seconder to the motion to approve the agenda.
Margie,
sorry?
Second.
No, she was the mover. Who seconded?
Thought it was Brian.
I moved that the agenda be amended.
I'm sorry, Brian? Brian, are you seconding?
Sure.
Okay, and we have 30 minutes on agenda approval, but now I'm going to hear the points of order. I think I heard Ms. Aaron made a point of order first.
Yes. I object to this entire meeting because it is taking place as part of a continuing breach of the bylaws on several points. The first thing is the exclusion of delegates from WBAI. The presence of acting directors whose terms ended in 2015, and the presence of people representing lapsed affiliate stations who were improperly seated on this board. So these are continuing breaches of the bylaws, among other breaches of the bylaws. So I want to be on the record as objecting to this improperly constituted board.
Okay, it's so noted. Was there another objection?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Who is that?
Jan Goodman.
Yes, Ms. Goodman, what's your objection?
The same objections as Grace Aaron.
Okay, so noted. Was there another objection?
Yes, Alexander, KPFK.
Yes, Alexander.
I'm sorry, does my mic sound okay?
Yes.
Bit of an echo, but yes, we can hear you.
I'll work on that. I object to this meeting. First of all, this body passed a motion stating that if you weren't going to allow representation from the newly elected directors of WBAI, that you would allow the ones from 2015 to at least sit in on the meetings. WBAI has been disenfranchised. This is against the bylaws, and surely there must be a little more fair play on this board. I just want it noted that I object to this entire meeting. This should not take place.
Okay. So noted. Any other objection?
I think you had a motion to amend the agenda.
Yes. I've noted those objections, and I think we had a motion to amend. Was there anyone want to speak to the agenda?
Point of order.
Who is that?
This is Bill Crozier. You need to rule on those other points of order.
I noted the objections, but I ruled them out of order.
Well, I appeal ruling of the chair.
Okay, it's appealing of the ruling of the chair. Is there a second?
Second.
Since we're on the agenda, these are procedural, and they're not debatable, the appeal of the chair. Madam Secretary,
I think they are debatable, Mr. Chair.
They're not.
I think if you look at debatable appeals and non-debatable appeals, if you're dealing with procedural issues, they're not debatable.
Don't we get to give the reasons why we object?
No, that's because they're non-debatable. You can check Robert Rules of Order on that.
This is not a
point of order.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Mr. Chair, can you explain to members that you cannot gain the floor asking for a point of order and then make propaganda or an objection? The point of order is a very specific way. If they don't make point of order, they cannot expect the chair or anybody else rules in something that is not a point of order.
Okay, we have to rule on points of order, and you have to be recognized on your point of order. But there's been an appeal to the chair's ruling on those objections, and we'll have to go to a vote on the Madam Secretary, this is if you vote yes, you're sustaining the chair, and if you vote no, you're overruling the chair. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I'm sorry, may I just read out what the objections are?
We've heard the objections.
Okay, this is Grace Aaron. I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Ms. Aaron?
The point of order is that these are not procedural objections. These are objections that go to the core of the bylaws.
Well,
they're not procedural. These are not minor objections.
We can't take another point of order while we're already in the process of appealing other points of order. But, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on sustaining the chair or overruling?
Hello?
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 That's Bill. You're on the, you're talking, but you're not recognized.
So I am about to call the roll.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
No is objecting to the chair's motion. Is that correct? The chair's ruling?
That's right.
No, then.
Aaron, no. Alexander.
This is Bill Crozier again. I was dropped again. I object to this. This is the second time I've been dropped from the call. And so I don't know what I missed, but could you please repeat what it was?
Hello?
Ah, Jesus.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
I think we're good, right?
May I? I am calling the roll on upholding or not upholding the ruling of the chair. Voting no, you do not uphold his ruling. Voting yes, you do. I have Aaron voting no. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Brown, Jim Brown. Oh, no, he's not here. Sorry. Castave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Teekert.
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Fuentes on the call? Gammon. Sorry?
Yes, so who I'm here?
Your vote?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn abstains. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Longaza. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Let me count.
Who is calling?
I have 9 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote? Hello, Tony? Can't hear you. Can't hear the chair.
Chair votes yes.
Yes. So that's 10 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention.
Okay. Now we're still on the agenda. Are there any amendments to the agenda? And timekeeper, we have 30 minutes. Have you already started the clock?
I did, yes.
Jan Goodman on the spec.
Yes, Ms. Goodman.
I move that the CFO report be moved to the first point on the agenda, since our financial situation is so precarious, and I would hate to not get to that point.
Second.
It's been moved.
Who is that?
Seconded.
For second?
Who's second?
Alexander.
It's been moved and seconded that we move the CFO item up to the, are you saying the first thing after the agenda approval?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to have two people speaking in favor and two people against, which is the standing rule of the of this board. Did you want to motivate that? That's good.
Yes. It just simply that our finances are really at a precarious point. We have somebody who's going to talk about, you know, our situation, where they are in the audit, and that's really crucial to get to. And we can just, as we know, can just drown in problems relating to virtually every other issue. But I think we're all on board to trying to solve our financial issues.
Okay, we'll take a stack on this amendment to the agenda.
Michael, do the
quick point of privilege. This is Brian.
Brian, what's your privilege?
Can you please ask everyone who's not speaking to mute their phones, including whoever has a telephone ringing in the background?
Could everyone mute their phones?
Okay.
And I thought I heard Michael. Did you? Were you going on the stack?
You get in the list?
Okay.
Okay, I'll call you in a moment.
And I'm Alexander, KPFK. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, Alexander, you're on.
Hello?
Alexander?
Yes. Oh, go now?
Yes.
Yeah, just real briefly, this seems to be maybe something that we could all, some business we could all handle together and get done, and then move on to the things that we're divided on. It seems like it would be a logical step.
Excuse me for a minute. Who is that for the point of order?
This is Michael Lovick. Somebody is repeatedly calling my home number who's on this call. So please check your phone and make sure it's not redialing for some reason, because when I answer it, there's nobody there.
Okay.
And Michael, if you could, like, mute your phone when you're answering the phones or something, because we're hearing the rings.
Yeah, well, it's my house line, so it's going to ring.
Okay. Mr. Alexander, you can continue.
Yeah, I was just saying that this seems to be something that we could all possibly get together and work on without much dispute. And, again, our finances are in dire situation. It would be great to hear something from the CFO right away as opposed to an hour of problems first. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else for the stack?
Adriana.
To the stack.
And Bill.
And then Bill.
I think that we have two in favor and two against, right? That is the ruling. We have
we only
already
had one in favor, and I assume Bill is going to speak in favor of it.
Didn't we have the one that motivated the motion?
She just motivated. I don't.
Okay.
I think
okay.
We just heard her motivate.
Okay.
She didn't speak.
In that's okay.
Yes.
What I want to say is that I'm against, because I agree that it's very important our financial situation, but we have overall, the director should know that the institutional crisis that we have is really the first thing that we need to take care of. And we cannot, we need to go astray to try to solve the WBAI director situation, and that's why the CFO can wait. That is my opinion. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Crozier.
Well, I agree that I think this should be done first. It shouldn't take too long, but it's really both urgent and very important, our financial situation. I mean, I can't think of anything more important right now for Pacifica. And the financial report that we just got a couple of hours ago sort of confirms that. And the other things can wait. The next thing on the agenda, minutes approval is probably going to take quite a bit of time, much more than it states. And also there's three motions about the WBI directors, which are also probably going to take a lot of discussion and extension of time to adequately cover. So I think we should do the CFO report as soon as we finish with this. And also the PMB officer elections are listed ahead of this. And, you know, we all know how that went. So that can certainly wait. So I agree with the motion.
Okay. Anyone else for the stack?
I would like to get on stack.
Janet, against? I don't know if anybody else is on.
I thought I heard someone else support
it. Yes, this is Patel Adams that wants to get on stack.
Okay, yes.
Okay, I'll do that in a second.
Ms. Patel.
So looking at the agenda, it seems like item E would be fast to get through, and I don't think F would take that long. And although I think that the financial situation is important to talk about, I definitely think the first thing that we should deal with is the situation at WBAI. I don't think there's really any question about it, but we should deal with that as soon as we can.
Okay. We've had two in favor, two against. To remind everybody, this is an amendment to the agenda to move the CFO up first. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron, KPFK.
Yes.
Jose Luis joining the call.
Yes, Efina Nwangas is also on the call.
I'm sorry. Aaron votes yes. Alexander, KPFK.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune, KPFT.
No.
No. Jim Brown, is he on the call?
No, he's not on the call.
Okay. Casnave, KPFT.
No.
No. Crozier, KPFT.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steeker, KPFA.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes, KPFA.
Pass.
Pass. Gammon, Uhura Radio Affiliate.
No.
No. Goodman, KPFK.
Yes.
Yes. Hudgren votes no. Novick, KPFK.
No.
Sorry?
No.
Novick, no. Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate.
No.
No. Patel Adams, KPFT.
No.
No. Pinchback, WPFW.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden, WPFW.
No.
No. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, one moment. I have 5 yes, 8 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes. Oh, Chair's not voting.
Not voting. 5 yes, 8 no, 3 abstentions, 1 present not voting. This fails.
Okay.
Brian,
go back. Is there any other amendments to the agenda?
Brian.
Yes, Brian.
I would like to insert a 5-minute item after minutes approval for signature authorities.
Okay, 5-minute items after minute approval for signature authorities. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Is there any objection to that?
Well, this is Bill. Why can we not have a CFO report? But this is okay. This is silly. It should be added under new business.
Janet, point of information.
What's your point of information?
Where would this be inserted?
Right after
immediately after F minutes approval.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any objection?
If I can motivate, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Was there a second?
Yes.
Mark, you seconded. Yes, Brian, you can motivate.
Our CFO has had difficulty getting access to some accounts because the language of the motion the board initially passed was apparently not specific enough. That's just a housekeeping thing. And we have not added our IED back onto accounts, which we need to do that if she's going to be able to deal with vendors. So it's housekeeping. We do it every time there's a change in leadership.
Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment?
Well, I haven't seen it. What is it? Could you send it, please?
Okay, Brian is going to send that out.
Janet,
I'm requesting the topic signature authority is for 5 minutes. That's what's under discussion. I'll send out my proposal. Other proposals would be in order under that topic.
Yeah, he's just adding it to the agenda. Who is this?
I also object.
Okay, we have an objection, so we're going to have 2 people in favor and 2 people against. Okay. Who wants to go in the stack?
Grace Aaron.
Okay, Ms. Aaron.
Okay, first I object to the appointment of Lydia Brazon as the IED in a meeting that was unintelligible to me, where a motion was rammed through over a lot of disruption. And also, this board, in my opinion, is illegally constituted and cannot make any kind of appointment like that, and especially I would object to her being on the bank accounts as she is going along with a PNB and bylaws violations. A PNB that's improperly constituted and continuing breach of the bylaws.
Okay, anyone else want to go on the stack for this amendment to the agenda?
Bill?
Yes, Mr. Crozier.
I agree with Grace, and to be a little more specific, you know, this claim that there was she was approved, that Lydia Brazon was approved as IED, there was no motion of any kind approved in the last meeting, and it's clear that there was no way to participate in discussion. People were being arbitrarily dropped repeatedly from the calls. There was no I think I wasn't able to vote, and I asked several times for points of order or points of information. What are we supposedly discussing? What motion? I never got a response. And I did object several times. I went back and listened to the recording. Several other people objected numerous times. So it's completely false to say that any motion was passed without objection during the meeting last month. So there was no motion to approve Lydia Brazon as IED.
Okay, anyone else with that? Who is that?
Yeah, Brian.
Okay.
Arguing
Brian.
In favor. You know, people are raising perfectly valid concerns. We still have to straighten out who's on the accounts. And to do that, we have to put this item on the agenda and take it up. And that's when those things are worth debating. But I don't know how you could argue that we shouldn't straighten out who's on Pacifica's accounts.
Okay. Anyone else for the stack? Okay. We'll go to the vote on amending the agenda to add the signatures. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron, KPFK.
No.
No. Yeah. Alexander, KPFK.
No.
No. Bethune, KPFT.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown, Casnave, KPFT.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier, KPFT.
No.
No. Edward Secret, KPFA.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes.
Fuentes?
Yes.
Yes. Gammon, Uhura Radio Affiliate.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman, KPFK. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn, KPFA, yes. Novick, KPFK.
Abstain.
Abstain. Longaza, WMXP affiliate.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams, KPFT.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback, WPFW. Pinchback?
Sorry about that. Yes.
Yes. Sorden, WPFW.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Yes. Let me count. I have 11 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman, yes. So that's 12-4-1. This passes.
Okay. That was an amendment to the agenda. If there's no other discussion, we have now the agenda as amended. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? No objection to the agenda as amended. We have now adopted our agenda. Okay, the next item on the agenda is an announcement from our secretary. You want to make the announcement about the PNB elections?
Well, yeah, this was the
Excuse me, for the timekeeper, we have 5 minutes on this item. I'm sorry, gotcha. Madam Secretary, can you continue?
Right, sorry. So this was for the election of the PNB officers, and that took place with online balloting, and the results were tallied, and there was public verification at KPFT on February 17th, and the results were that Tony Norman, who ran against Grace Aaron, I believe. Sorry. Tony Norman was elected chair. Vice chair, the candidates were Adriana Kasnev and Bill Crozier. And Adriana Kasnev was elected vice chair. And for secretary, Janet Cobrin was nominated, and there was one write-in for Adriana Kasnev, and Janet Cobrin won the secretarial seat.
Okay, thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, the next item we have on the agenda.
No closure for the stack.
We don't have a stack. That was just an announcement. Do you want to respond to that, I guess?
Just briefly, I'd just like to state again that the election was not proper because nobody from WBAY was allowed to vote, and we shouldn't be electing anything other than the pro tem officers until that's resolved. So I don't consider the election of permanent officers to be done yet.
Okay. Next item we have on the agenda is minutes approval. Madam Secretary, you want to present the first set of minutes? We have... I think we have 10 minutes on this item, but Madam Secretary, you want to present the next minutes?
Well, actually, so 10 minutes, I would recommend that maybe all of them be approved in one motion, but that's not up to me. So the first one was for December 3rd.
I mean, if you want to make a motion, you can do that. I mean, there's nothing that prohibits you from doing that.
Okay, I move that the minutes for the four draft meeting minutes be considered for approval, and they are all in one vote, and they are December 3rd, December 2015, December 29th, 2015, January 28th, 2016, February 4th, 2016, which was a continuation meeting of the January 28th.
I second.
It's been seconded. Is there any discussion on these minutes?
Bill?
Yes, Mr. Crozier.
Well, I appreciate that our secretary has a really big job, and I appreciate all the work she does, but, you know, we just got these about 2 hours before the meeting, and there really wasn't adequate time to review them, so I move that this be postponed until the next meeting.
Is there a second?
Second, Alexander.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the move to postpone?
I object.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
I'll go on the stack.
Who's that?
Alexander.
Michael? Alexander? Yes.
Yes.
You have the floor, Mr. Alexander.
Thank you. Just two things. Again, I agree with Bill. We just got these minutes, and, you know, I mean, I understand a situation where one board has to approve a previous board's minutes. I understand that we're dealing with it on a local level, but perhaps this should be separated with the minutes of this year and the other year, because the two meetings that we've had this year have been unintelligible. this meeting I can hear you guys just fine. Apparently last meeting we supposedly voted and passed motions. I mean, this is insane. I have no idea what was going on. And I'm sure that Mr. Novick did the very best he could, but I got knocked off several times. I realized that he was just doing what he could do, but there was no way to tell what was going on last meeting. So at the very least, if we could just separate the approval between at New Year's Day between last year's minutes and this year's minutes, because there's no way that I can approve this year's minutes because I had no idea what happened after sitting on a call for 4 hours and having my eardrums terrorized. And I work in radio. Thank you.
Chair, point of order.
Who is that?
Janet.
Yes, what's your point of order?
So I understand where the motion on the table right now is to postpone approving the minutes until the next meeting, but the previous director was talking about something else. So I
was trying to help. I thought maybe that would make it easier for the secretary.
Yes.
Honestly.
Anyone else want to speak to the motion to postpone?
Adriana and Janet.
Yeah, I obviously against postponing, but I offer a substitute that will be divided in two, because what Director Alexander just said makes sense. We divide the two first, 12, December 3rd and December 29, 2015, in one block, and January 28th and February 4th in the second block. That is my substitute motion.
Janet, I second.
Okay, we have a substitute motion to accept the amendment minutes approval, and it's seconded. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to that?
Let's spill. Well, if we're going to divide, I think we should divide to all four of them, because there's some separate comments for each.
I assume you have an objection, but that's the motion we have on the floor.
Well, it's an amendment. It's an amendment to Adriana's motion to divide it to consider all four of them separately, because there's different objections to each.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Goodman, second.
Is there any objection to that amendment?
Adriana?
Yes. Adriana, you object? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because, I mean, the member that is asking for this wasn't a member.
Order. It's not debatable, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry.
It's not debatable.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I
So we'll go to a vote on Mr. Crozier's amendment so that everyone can understand what they're voting for. Mr. Crozier, you are voting to vote on them separately, is that correct?
Yes, all four sets of minutes separately.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron. Aaron? I can't hear you.
Yes, can you hear
Aaron?
Me?
Aaron, yes. Yes. Alexander.
Just to be clear, we're voting to separate each one?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. Yes.
Yes. Assume.
Pass.
Pass. Castnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
Pass.
Pass. Gammon. Gammon, can't hear you.
No, no.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Cobrin, no. Novick?
Pass.
Pass. Wangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. It's you, and you passed.
I'll vote no.
No. Fuentes, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Novick, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Counting. I have 7 yes, 6 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote? Chair?
Someone has to mute, I think. There's a lot of background noise.
Sounds like the chair needs to mute.
Tony, are you there?
The unifier, the expander. Donald Trump says Republican should love the idea.
Michael, can you check for his number?
Yeah, I'm scrolling back through. Let me hang on a second.
Somebody has a TV or radio on in the background, too. Could they turn it off, please?
Hello?
Yeah, somehow you got knocked off, Tony. You're back on.
Yeah, I got dropped off the call, so where were we?
The vote on voting on each minute's approval separately. The vote count is 7 yes, 6 no, 3 abstentions, and I was asking for your vote.
I'll vote no.
Norman, no. So that's 7 yes, 7 no, 3 abstentions. This fails.
Okay, then we go. I think we have the substitute amendment. What was the next amendment? Adriana,
yes,
had an amendment.
Right, the substitute for 2 chunks, the December meetings in one, taken at one time, and then the January and February meetings in another.
Okay, let's go to the vote on the substitute motion. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
I abstain.
Abstain. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
Abstain.
Abstain. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Ruangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 12 yes, 1 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman, yes. That's 13, 1, 3. This passes.
Mr. Chair, we are at time on minutes approval, so we'll have to put all pending business to a vote.
Okay, now we have to go to the vote on the, I believe according to this amendment, we have to break them up. Is that correct, Ms. Secretary?
Yes, the December 3rd and the December 29th.
Okay.
Crozier, I need to move to extend time 10 minutes. We never got to express any of our objections or corrections.
there's been a motion to extend. How many minutes, you say?
Well, 10 for now. Let's hope that's enough.
Is there a second to that?
Goodman, second.
Yeah, and
is there objection to extending for 10 minutes? Hello? Any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, no objection to extending for 10 minutes. Okay, Madam...
Point of personal privilege, Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes, you're...
I need to get off the call and need to call back, so don't count me for votes. I'll call back.
Well, no, you have to be called back.
Okay. I understand. I'll call back.
Okay, we're extended, Mr. Timekeeper, for 10 minutes. We'll put the item on the agenda for discussion. I think we have the first set of minutes. Madam Secretary, could you put those up that we have a motion? Is it the first 2 minutes, correct?
Adriana,
I'm sorry. Motion to approve December 3rd and December 29th.
Okay, is there a second?
Janet.
Okay, is there any objection to the minutes, these two set of minutes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Yes.
Who is that?
Grace Aaron.
Okay, Ms. Aaron.
I object to the minutes being approved for both December meetings because the motions that passed appointing the two affiliate directors was done in violation of the bylaws. I'd like to say that I do not understand the actions of this board in trying to gain as many votes as possible when the legitimate directors who were elected or would have been elected to the PNB still give your faction a clear majority without all this really illegal appointment of extra directors. I think it's causing an incredible rift and a lack of meaningful communication.
Sorry.
Everything you're doing can be challenged. Any progress you make that you think you're making can be challenged in court.
I think a point of order has been called. Was it, Adriana?
Can you instruct the members, please do not, unless that you have a crystal ball, I don't think that she can talk about the intentions of other people. I hope that she can talk about her own intentions.
Okay.
That is not
I'm not talking about intentions.
Order, Brian.
You're not going to have the back and forth.
Order, Brian.
Yes. Brian.
Discussion of minutes has to be limited to amendments, proposed amendments to the minutes. It's not a question of whether you agree with what the board did, but whether the minutes accurately reflect them. And the only remedy, per Roberts, to any inaccuracy in the minutes is to propose a change.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a different objection then.
You can finish. You have the
objections aren't in order. Amendments are the only thing that's in order with minutes.
Okay. I'd like to amend the minutes for those two meetings because they're inaccurate. They state that the nomination package was completed by both affiliate directors when it could not have been completed because neither of those affiliate directors were affiliates.
Therefore, there's an
inherent lie in the minutes.
Ms.
Janet, point of order.
Janet, yes.
Oh, just what is the actual amendment? The director is arguing. Yes, right.
I just called for her to submit her amendments. What's your amendment, Ms. Goodman?
This is Grace Aaron.
I'm sorry, Ms. Aaron.
Okay. The amendment would be to indicate that the nomination packet for Jamon Gammon and for Ifeah Wangaza, although well-intentioned, were not complete or proper because neither of them had signed affiliate agreements. Therefore, they're not affiliates. They weren't affiliates at that time.
Yes, Ms. Adriana, what's your point of order?
Again, I think that was stipulated before, that we are doing is the minutes approval is not rehearsing situations that the member that is talking wasn't even there. What the approval of minutes is what happened at that meeting. You can disagree with what happened, but doesn't change the facts. The only option is change facts. And you are not stating that. What the only thing that they're doing is propaganda. You have facts that are different, or the minutes, you know, you offer an amendment or something that happened, not what you think that happened.
Okay. I'm going to have to rule your amendment out of order, Ms. Aaron, because you're going to have to make an amendment to the technical nature of the minutes. You're not doing that. You're actually getting into the substance of the argument and saying you disagree with what actually happened, and that's not the purpose of amending minutes. You have to actually have a technical correction that you're amending something that you were, and I don't think, I think the member is correct, you weren't present at the meeting, but still, the nature of your amendment is not accurate and goes to the minutes themselves. So I'm going to have to rule that out of order.
This is Bill. I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Is there a second to the appeal of the ruling of the chair?
Second, okay. Alexander.
It's been seconded, ruled appealing of the chair. Can we go to a vote?
May I explain why I appeal the ruling of the chair?
Yes, Bill.
Well, I think Grace is correct, and there were, you know, I wasn't on the PNB then, but I listened to the call. There were, you know, it was a publicly streamed meeting. It was archived. There were numerous points of order and objections to the way that the affiliate directors were selected, and Grace mentioned one of them, which was just that they were not from actual affiliate stations, but there were also other objections, and those objections are not reflected in the minutes. So I think as a minimum, the minute should reflect that there were other objections, and I guess I'd rather move that this be postponed until we have time to properly amend it, because, you know, getting these 2 hours before the meeting, there's no time to review it and check with the people that were there and go through and listen to the audio and make notes of exactly what needs to be added.
That's
so I move to
out of order. You can't make a motion while we're in an appeal of a
okay. All right. Sorry. All right.
But Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on sustaining the chair or overruling the chair, Madam Secretary?
And this is. Can you just say one more time what your ruling was?
I'm ruling her amendment to the amendments to be out of order because she's making a substantive amendment to what actually happened.
Okay.
So I'm ruling her amendments out of order. Could you call a roll to either sustain
yes.
the chair or overrule the chair?
Aaron.
I would like to overrule the chair.
Please, how do you vote?
Is no is vote to overrule,
no.
Am I correct?
Aaron votes no. Alexander.
Point of clarification, no to overrule the ruling on the chair.
It should be, point of order, the question should be stated, do you support the ruling of the chair or not?
Sustain.
A yes vote.
Thank you.
A yes vote sustains the ruling of the chair, and no vote objects to the ruling of the chair.
Thank you.
Everybody understand that? Okay, Madam Secretary, can you continue calling the roll?
Yes, Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Casmave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes. Oh, I don't know if he's back on. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn? Yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Mwangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback? Can't hear you.
Yes.
Jordan.
Yes. Yes.
Pinchback, yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment.
And phone number after the beep. We will reject.
I have 10 yes, 4 no, 0 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, Norman. So that's 11 yes, 4 no, 0 abstentions. It passes, or it's, okay. It's sustained.
Mr. Chair, we're at time on our extension.
I'm sorry?
We've reached time on our extension.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the first set of minutes?
I move to postpone.
We're out of time, but Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on
the... Well, a motion to postpone is always in order.
Was the director recognized? Sorry.
No.
No, you haven't been recognized, Mr. Crozier. Madam Secretary, we're going to go now. We're out of time. We're going to have to vote on the set of minutes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the first set of minutes?
Well, may I be recognized, please?
I'm afraid you're out of order. We're out of time on this item, Mr. Crozier.
Well, may I move to extend time?
We did.
I'm sorry?
May I move to extend time, please?
What's your motion? How much time are you moving to extend?
I move to extend time for 1 minute, 1 minute, so that we can have a motion to postpone consideration of this until we have time to properly review the minutes.
Mr. Chair, point of order?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
Once that we reach the time limit, it's not time to any more play. Okay? We reached that time limit 1 minute ago.
Yeah. Mr. Crozier, okay.
Well, motions to extend time are always at the end of the time.
Mr. Crozier, I'm going to rule it out of order because you've stated what your intention is to extend is only to make a motion to postpone, and you were out of time to make that motion. So I'm going to rule that out of order. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the set of minutes that we have?
Yes. This is for December 3rd, 2015, and December 29th, 2015. Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Abstain.
Abstain. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert.
Pass with a P.
Pass. Fuentes.
Not on the call.
Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn. Yes. Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Mwangaza.
I'm sorry. What is the issue?
Is this Athea?
Yes, this is Athea.
Right. We're voting on whether to approve the December 3rd, 2015 and December 29th, 2015 draft meeting minutes.
Oh.
How do you vote?
I abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams.
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback.
Abstain.
Abstain. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Edward Seeker, you passed.
I abstain as well.
Abstain. One moment. I have 4 yes, 4 no, 7 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman, yes. So that's 5 yes, 4 no, 7 abstentions. This passes.
Could you call the next set of minutes?
Okay, this is for the January 28th, 2016, and the February 4th, 2016 meeting minutes. Aaron.
A point of order. Yeah, this motion was not introduced before the time limit, so we need to move on to the next agenda item.
No, the...
Or else allow us to extend time.
You don't have the floor!
I'm afraid you're out of order.
It's a point of order. It's a point of order.
We can only hear points of order in the middle of a vote. We'll have to hear it after the vote.
Well, you introduced a motion after the time limit.
No, we did not introduce a motion. This was already on the table, the approval of the minutes.
Well, I moved to extend time. This is silly. We haven't had any discussion on these minutes at all. And there are things that need to be corrected.
Mr. Crozier, I'm afraid you're out of order, and we have to go forward with the vote. Madam Secretary, can you continue calling the vote?
May I just make a comment about the timing for correcting minutes? I mean, minutes can be corrected at any time.
Okay,
I'm taking a vote on the...
Well, we can make your corrections
January
now. 28th,
sorry, January 28th and the February 4th meeting minutes. Aaron. Sorry? Aaron, how do you vote?
Wait a second. My phone is going out of charge. Okay, I have to switch phones. Okay, I strongly object.
So Aaron votes no.
And to the
Alexander.
Right.
Alexander.
I'm not going to vote to approve these minutes. There were no meetings this year.
Alexander. No.
No.
With you.
Yes.
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 Yes. Nays.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Crozier.
This motion is clearly out of order, and there's gross errors in these minutes.
We're not even allowed to amend the minutes. How do you vote?
I vote no. They're incorrect.
Edward Steaker.
Pass with a P.
Pass. Fuentes. Oh, he's not. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Wangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Somebody has their phone on speaker or something because there's echoing. Okay, Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. Edward Seeker, you pass?
Although yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 10 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman, yes, so that's 11, 4, 1.